Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Vav. The Gemara tells us at the beginning of the Daf that among the things that Shmuel saw in the Sefer Shel Odom HaRishon, which is the Sefer that was given to Odom HaRishon, that was written in there, about the manhige hadoyer of every doyer, and Shmuel saw this sefer. So among the things that was in the sefer was that Rebbe v'Reb Nosson soif Mishneh, the Rebbe and Reb Nosson are the end of the Mishnayos, the Tkufas HaMishneh of the Tanoim, Rav Ashi v'Ravina soif Hora. So it says that Ravina and Rav Ashi were the end of the Tkufa of the Amoroim. And apparently, by the way, Pashtus, it comes out of there, that Shmuel saw something in the Sefer Shel Odom HaRishon that had not yet taken place and was not going to take place for Kama Doiros afterwards. And he saw that Ravina and Rav Ashi were the Soif HaRo, which obviously Shmuel is the beginning of the Tkufa Samaroyim, and he saw something that would take place at the end. It appears, by Pashtus, that the Chazon Ish made this Diyuk and Shteld on this, and we'll discuss later what the Chazon Ish apparently seems to say about this point. Rashi explains this, Rebbe Rav Nosson Soif Mishneh, Rav Ashi Avinah Soif Hora. So Rashi says that until the time of Rebbe and Rav Nosson, their Mishnayos were not Seduros al HaSeder. There was no Mesechtos of the Mishnayos that we're familiar with today. Rather, each and every member, each and every teaching was taught Bazunder independently. Veheim, Rebbe Rav Nosson says Rashi, they were Koilel, Kolalu Ha'oma B'Doyos Shalafneim, Vesidros HaMesechtos. They were Koil that was written in the Doyos, said in the Doyos before them. They arranged them HaPiseder HaMesechtos. I'd like to maybe still on this Loshen and Rashi, we'll discuss it, maybe a little bit negayah to understand this. There's nothing going to be added to the teachings except for Ma'ot. And they were Masada the Masechtas. What about Ravina and Ravashi, which are Soif Hora? So Rashi explains on that they're the end of the Amoroyim, and until Ravina and Ravashi, all the explanatory memories, all the Shakavatarias that were said in Tkufas Amoroyim, which have in them to explain different Mishnayos, and all the Piske Halachon, the Psokim that came about, She'ela al Hamaisa, like Rashi says, that came about, those were not Masudar, they were just said independently, every member Bezunder, independently of every other. So when it came to the time of Ravin and Ravashi, they were kaveya all these memories, al seder hamasechtois, kol echad ve'echad etel ha-mishnah ru'uya, every single one near the Mishnah that it's roid to be placed alongside it, and they asked all the richtige kashois, ve'hikshu koshios shesh lohoshev, and all the perukim and all the teretz, heim v'amiroyen she'imoyen. Them, not just Ravin and Ravashi, them v'amiroyen were with them, ve'kavu ha-koil be'gemora, and they set it up everything in the Gemara. I'm a little bit misupik about something here, because Rashi does not mention a Yesoidius Tikka'inyan that's mentioned by the Rambam in the Hakdoma to the Yad, and also by the Smag in the Hakdoma. And they both mention, we'll talk a little about this, that at that time there was a Haskomas Kol Chachmei Yisrael, the Rambam says, Haskomas Kol Chachmei Yisrael Eruban, at the time of the Chasimus HaTalmud, they were masking to everything in the Gemara, and nothing of that is mentioned by Rashi over here. So it's a bit of a shtel. You really have to ma'ayin if Rashi agrees with this thing that it says in the Rambam in the Smag. Now, the Rambam writes that the Talmud Bavli has a tremendous toikef. The Rambam says it is a hakdoma to the Yad. Kol hadvorim shebegemora habavli, everything in the Talmud Bavli, chayovim kol Yisrael alechaz bohem, yet we require every single Yid, no matter where he lives, to fear according to it, to live according to it, v'koifin kol ir v'ir, kol medina medina, no matter where you are, no matter where you live, you have to keep everything in the Gemara, you have to keep the gezeiros that it says in the Gemara, v'lechaz b'dakonei seihem, as opposed to, the Rambam explains over there, you had a goin, or a chocham, a tamid, a tukufas, a goin that would make a takono or a gezeira, so his locality had to keep it, but he only had a shlita over his locality, and outside that they did not have to keep it. Ma'ashen can anything in the Gemara, chayavin kol yisor l'lechaz b'hem, and the Rambam fears always, hoyol, since, everything in the Gemara, his schemu aleihem kol Yisroel, ganz klal Yisroel, were maskim to them. V'oisam hachachomim shehiskinu oishagodru oishenhigu oishadomadin. Those hachachomim that went into the Talmud Bavli, that they were maskim, that they set up, that they edited the Talmud Bavli, and they feared ois everything that's in the Talmud Bavli. Heim kol chachme Yisroel oiruban. They are all the chachom of the chachme Yisroel oiruban. V'heim sheshomu hakabolah beikriat teira kulo doyach adoyad Moshe Rabbeinu. Olav HaShalom, and they're the ones who embodied within themselves the Kabbalah Midoyah, going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam says that what in the Gemara is Kol Chachmi Yisrael Ruban, and apparently the pshat is Haskomas Chachmi Yisrael Ruban went into the Avekshtel of the Kvias of the Talmud Bavli. The Smag Be'emes and the Hakdoma to the Smag really seems to go a lot further than the Rambam, but apparently builds on the Rambam. And the Smag over there says that at the time of the Amoraim, after the Chasimas HaMishnah, so there were Tzorois Rabois, there was many Tzorois on Klal Yisrael, Minispazru Chachmi HaDoirois, that the Chachom of the Doirois Oiskishbeit, they became scattered in all different lands because of all the different sorrows. The Nildu Sveikois, so therefore many Sveikois were Misoire. And therefore, in every single locality, had the Chochem of the locale who set up his Shteldevek according to his Havana. You weren't able to have that all the different Chochem of the different lands should be Bedeya Achas, Hazkoma Achas, and be Perish HaMishnah in the explanatory and explanations of what the Mishnah meant. How do you understand the Mishnah? Ad Zok the Smag, Ad Sho'omad Rav Ashi. Until Rav Ashi came along, and Rav Ashi was a gevaldik chacham, and etc. Zok Smag, the nothing like this Baruch Chain be'enei Melech Poras. Hashem gave Chain in the eyes of the Melech Poras that he found. Rav Ashi found favor in his eyes. Zok Smag, v'sholach v'kibetz kol chachmei Yisroel shebekol ha'arotzais, that he gathered together all the chachmei Yisroel in all of the lands. Ve'emidu perish hamishnah maskuntoy, and they set up the perish, the planetary, the proper perushim on all the mishnayos according to its correct understanding, v'hu ha'nikra Talmud Bavli, and that's called the Talmud Bavli, v'sidruhu b'haskomas kol chachmei hadoyer, and he was mesadrit b'haskoma of all the chachmei hadoyer. Now, first of all, the Rambam says it was kol chachmei yisrael l'rubon, and the Smag says it was kol chachmei hadoyer, but what the Smag says, which is really extraordinary, which is not mentioned in the Rambam at all, is that he says that Rav Ashi gathered together the kibetz kol chachmei yisrael shebechol otz, he actually gathered together all the chachmei yisrael, all the arotzois. It's not clear in the Smag how he did this. Did he make a big Asifa, like a knesia gedayla, and gather all the Chachmei Yisrael, and all tzazamen, they went to do a makabal upon themselves in a big Asifa. He says, the kibbetz, he gathered, call Chachmei Yisrael, shemakal arotzis. Eishagia, whatever exactly the smag meant, is mavur behedia in the smag, that there was mamash a kibbutz shalem of all the Chachmei Yisrael, and with that, they were maskim, and they accepted upon themselves, and they stole the vek, they finalized, and this is the Talmud Bavli. Of course, according to these, pashtus, the Rambam as well, and certainly the smag, it's mavur that the Bavli has an extraordinary mila over the Yerushalmi, which just goes well beyond the Dover Yadua, that the Yerushalmi was edited in the midst of tremendous persecutions, and if it was never fully edited, and it's Yadua that the Bavli is a Basroi clap of the Yerushalmi, like the Riff speaks out. But really, the Smag says much more than that, and the Rambam Elain is really also seems to be saying the same thing, that the Pesharas of the Talmud Bavli, there was a Haskomas Kol Chachmi Yisrael on it. The Rambam says Chachmi Yisrael Erubon. The Smag seems to say there was a kibbutz Kol Chachmi Yisrael. So these are a tremendous toikef that the Talmud Bavli has, which, like we're mentioning, really the Rishalmi would never be able to compare to this thing. Now here we have on this Gemara, and on these Yisoidos that are before in the Rambam over here, they don't bring the Smag, they don't bring, but Rabbi Chanan has a tremendous Yisoidistic raid on this, and he gets into a vikuach between himself and the author of the Chazinish, the Chorin Levrocha, and it's really very important. I'll say over the Tamsis Devrehem, it's very, very kedai to go through them inside. I'll give them Aramakoymos, I'll write them Aramakoymos down. It's in the Kuntres Devrei Soifim and Simen Beis of Rabbi Chanan, the Kovitz Yurim, and at the end of the Sefer Kovitz and Yonim of Rabbi Chanan, you have the Igrois of the Chazinish that he wrote against, back to Rabbi Chanan to be masig on him, and the Igrois that Rabbi Chanan wrote back to the Chazinish. These are very, very important, very Yisoidistic raid. And the Nekudos, the Ikke Nekudos, is that the Chazanish Rabbi Chanan get into and they actually argue about is regarding the question of why it is after the Chasimas HaMishnah is no longer possible to argue on a Mishnah and you don't have a Meroim argue on Tanoim. Likewise, after the Chasimas HaTalmud is no longer possible to argue on the Gemara and you don't have Goinim, even if they can be very big, and certainly not after the Goinim, you don't have that they should argue on the Gemara. What is the Yesoidus of that? What are the halachic underpinnings of what's Mechayev that nobody could argue after each of these Tkufos on people who came before? I'm going to go through briefly the Tamsis of Rabbi Chanan's raid in the Divrei Soifim, and then the Tamsis of the Chazon Ish's response to Rabbi Chanan, and the Tamsis of Rabbi Chanan's response back to the Chazon Ish in the Sefer Kivitz in Yonim. Rabbi Chanan begins by bringing down the Lashon HaRambam in the Yad, and the Hakdom of the Yad, that the Rambam says that the Chayovin Kol Yisrael Olechas, but in anything in the Talmud Bavli, Gantz Kol Yisrael has to keep it, and the Rambam fears always a little bit later, because everything that's in there was Hiskimu Aleim Kol Chachmi Yisrael, or Kol Oysan Advorin Shebe Gemorah, Hiskimu Aleim Kol Chachmi Yisrael, etc., etc., and the Rambam says everything in the Gemara was Bahaskomas Kol Chachmi Yisrael. Now, Frakta B'chonon, what exactly does it lig in these words of the Rambam, and does these words of the Rambam contain the explanation for why somebody can't come later, 200-300 years later, 800 years later, whatever it is, and go ahead and be choylek on that which is in the Gemara? The Pashtus of the Rambam is giving you the explanation, and he's saying, because Eskimu Aleihem Kol Yisrael. So what? So at that time, all the Chacham Yisrael agreed. Beseder, so I disagree. I come after the Gemara, and I hold otherwise. What's the Mechayev that you have to dafke follow that which is in the Gemara? So Rabbi Chanan says on this, the Yesoid, so Bechonin says over there, is that he said this mavur from the Rambam, that has komas, kol chachmi Yisrael, or even Rubon, yesh lohen hakoyach shal bezden hagodol. That the mamish that has the koyach of the bezden hagodol lish lagozis, even though Choshti was no bezden hagodol lish lagozis at that time, and he didn't even have a bezden hagodol at all, time of the chsimus ha-talmud, from this vegin, that be'etzem has an intrinsic koyach like the bezden hagodol, which is impossible b'shum moifin to be choylik on, and Bechonin names on, that even b'meshach ha-doyrois, he would never be able to be choylik on anything, any psach of the bezden hagodol, and likewise, it can't be choyluk b'shum oif on anything that was gezogt, b'askomas kol chach miyisrael l'rubon. So the Bechonin, even though the Bezen HaGodol's ikri toikev is only in the lishas HaGozes, they have to be mekoimon, and that's what the Gemara tells us, the Moshe in Sanhedrin, that if a chocham, if the Zokin Mamre, meets up with the Sanhedrin when the Shloim mekoim, when the Bet HaBeis Pagi, which is the outskirts of Yerushalayim, and he's choyluk on them over there, it does not have a din of a Zokin Mamre. So the choyra, it depends on a gevissim mekoim, and over here, Bet HaMavirin Ravashi, he didn't have that at all. So the Bechonin, afapikain, it doesn't make a difference, because Zokter by the Bezen HaGodol Bemis, it's only 71 Zakanim. And we could have Roiv Rubon Shel Chachmi Yisrael, and that members that he's 71 Zakanim, and they're tremendous Chachom in their own right. And Zokter Bechonim, perhaps they'll all argue on this in Bezen HaGodol, and we could argue, you could tie that to Mechtesi altogether, I should follow 71 Chachom, even if they're a great Chachom. But there could be many, many great Chachom who are not members of the Bezen HaGodol, and they hold otherwise. So over there, there's a Gzeres HaKosev. That's what Bechonim says. Gzeres HaKosev, who Sheef Shalach Lek al Bezen HaGodol B'shum. Even if logic tells me that there can be hundreds and hundreds of chachom against them, you still can't be choylik on them. And to be mekayim, that there's a kosa. To have yenadin, you need the toik of a bezen agodol b'mekayimoy, and you have to bezen agodol b'lishas agodis. Ma'ashein can you zot the bechonon over here, where it was mamish haskomas kol chachmi Yisrael, or perhaps rubon, but he had mamish kol chachmi Yisrael or rubon, so there, bechonon says it has an intrinsic koyach, doimit to the bezen agodol, and it's not dependent on any mokum. Over there, that's an etzem din, that if chachmi Yisrael or rubon, they mask him to a this a dinim or a set of dinim, so there's an etzem halacha that you have to fulfill, that you have to mamalayachrehem, that you have to listen to them. It doesn't depend on any mokum, and it's a din be'etzem, which is, as you could see, starker in a way than the bezen agodol, who are just 71 people. So Bechonin says on that he fears always in the hemshich that he says that based on this he has very shver a kesef mishnah. And the kesef mishnah says in the third parak of Hilchas Mamrim, he asks a kasha. Frekta the kesef mishnah toimar amayloi pligya amaroya tanoi. That's a why don't we ever have that the Amoraim could argue on Tanoim? Is that B'chol HaMokah, B'chol HaMakoymas of the Kesef of Mishnah? We find that the Gemara standing Kaseidr always asks that how could it be that Amoraim said a certain way? There's a Mishnah against him, there's a Bryce against him, there's a Tana against him, and it seems to be Ungunum and there's a Dover Poshut that an Amoraim can't argue on a Tana. Favos Nisht, of the Kesef of Mishnah. Why can't it be? Why is it impossible? I have my Bezdin, I've been an Amoraim, after the time of Chimas HaMishnayas, I have my own Bezin, I'll argue on the free of the Bezin that came before. Why is it impossible? Zok the Kesef Mishnah, the Efshar Loima, you could say on that. It could be. Shemiyoim Chasimas HaMishnah, from the time the Mishnah was Nechtam, when it was sealed by Beinu HaKodesh and B'danasi, Kimu V'Kiblu, that Gans Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves at that time. They made a Kabbalah. Shedoyres HaAchroinim Loyachlik Ola Doyres HaRishainim. That Lishbeta Dika Doyres won't be Choylog on the earlier ones. The Chain also Gam Chasimas HaGemorah. The Kesef Mishnah is Mechadish HaSekh Nekuda. That at second Kabbalah, well, a Kabbalah Shleima, presumably of Gans Klal Yisrael, there was a Kabbalah that was made by the time of the Chasim HaSegimor, that from Hainton and Vaite, from now on, no Chochom, or no Bezdin, is going to argue on that which came before them, and Machmas, their Kabbalah, that's the reason why it's impossible to be Choylek after the Amoroyim on an Amoroyim, or B'Shas Amoroyim, to be Choylek on a Tana. That's the case of Mishnah. Rabbi Chanan writes that this Kabbalah is Tzorachin. He says this whole Teres is Tzorachin. What kind of Kabbalah is this that they made, which made it impossible to be Chaylok on it? So that Rabbi Chanan, imagine, ask yourself the question. What if there would not have been a Kabbalah? You had the Gevaldiga Haskomas Chachmi Yisrael like the Rama speaks of, but Lamaisa, there was no Kabbalah. So what would have been the din then? According to the case of Mishnah, you could have been Chaylok on what came before. So what are you going to say? So now there's a Kabbalah, there was a Kabbalah B'Shaz, the Sichsimus Mishnayas, the B'Shaz Simus Gemara. So they had a Kabbalah, now you can't be Chaylok. Why can't I be Chaylok on the same, on the Kabbalah, the same way I'm chaylok on anything else they said? I'm on a shuch. If you didn't go on without the Kabbalah, I could be chaylok on the Tanoim. So with the Kabbalah, I'll be chaylok on the Kabbalah. Well, why is the Kabbalah something which is somehow binding on somebody who lives a couple of hundred years after the Kabbalah and is chaylok on it? So, well, how could the Kesef Mishnah say, because of the Kabbalah, that's why you can't be Chaylok? It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And the real Teretz, Zerto B'Chonon, he has the Kesem Mishnah Sorochin. It's a very shver Kesem Mishnah. But the Emes of Teretz, he says, before in the Ramam, that the Etzem has come as Chachmi Yisrael itself. That's the reason, because they were masking called Chachmi Yisrael. That's the reason, the Etzem, why it's impossible to be Chaylok. And Remeil, because they have a din, like a Bez and a Godel, the Kesem Mishnah, who says different, that it was a Kabbalah, is Sorochin. That's a B'Chonon. The Chazon Ish, in his letters that's printed in the end of the Kibbutz in Yonim, has several hasogos on Rabbi Chanan's Mahalach. It's worth noting, I'll say over the Tamtzes of the Chazon Ish, it's worth noting that it doesn't seem that Rabbi Chanan, in his response to the Chazon Ish, responded to every single hasoga that the Chazon Ish had. Rabbi Chanan responded to the Ikar HaDvorim, but it's still not clear exactly how Rabbi Chanan will answer all of the Tainis. Eishayia, the Chazon Ish writes that it emerges from you, Rabbi Chanan, a couple of things. First of all, it emerges that Be'emes, B'shas Maisa, you had first of all the kibbutz Kol Chachmi Yisrael at the time of the Chesimus HaMishnah, and that was what had the name of Bezna Model, so nobody could be chaylok later on. What about b'shas chesimus haTalmud? There was a second kibbutz called Chachmi Yisrael, and therefore that's had a din of bezin agodol again, and therefore you can be chaylok on them. And that's what B'chana writes over there. It's not the chazanish b'seder, but at the time of the second asifas kol Yisrael b'shas chesimus haTalmud, they could have been chaylok on anything and everything that is said in the Mishnayos according to you, because naniach that you can't be chaylok on a bezin agodol, but you have a later bezin agodol, you can chaylok on the first one. So there was one bezin agodol. It was. So pseudo bezin agodol. It was the Haskomas Kol Chachmi Yisroel, which took place b'shas chesimus haMishnayos, and the second pseudo bezin agodol, which took place b'shas chesimus haTalmud. So at that time, why didn't they decide to be chaylok on anything and everything that was in the Mishnayos? If taka, that was the only thing stopping them, they can make a whole decision at that time to be chaylok them. That's first of all. He says, second of all, it also emerges clearly from you, from Rabbi Chanan, that we could do it today. We could make a big knesiyah of Kol Chachmi Yisroel and Ruban and decide to the haint and whatever year we're in, Toshanai involved, and we'll do it today, and then we'll be choylok on everything in the Gemara. Zok the Chazon Ish, v'advorim halalu osur l'shoyman. That's what he says. These dvorim are osur l'shoyman. To say such a thing that nothing is stopping us from being choylok on everything in the Gemara and the Gans Talmud Bavli, except for the fact that Metzias, it's not so practical to make a kibbutz called Chachmi Yisroel. So that's osur l'shoyman to say such a thing. That's what he says. Now the Chazon Ish also has some protheistic questions. He says, and this is a question, by the way, that I didn't see that Rabbi Chanan should really respond to. That look, why do you ever have, for example, that Rav the Tanu Polig? It says the Chazon Ish says, what do you mean Rav Tanu Polig? It's Mamele if the Shaila was that Rav is Rav as great as the Tanoim, and the answer is he was so Mashunah the great, he was great like the Tanoim. So he's a Tanu Polig. Beseda, that works. But according to Yura B'chana that you learned that there was Haskomas Kol Chachmi Yisrael B'Shas Chesimus HaMishnah, so what is Rav is going to argue on the Haskomas Kol Chachmi Yisrael? He's going to argue on the Bezin HaGodol, the equivalent of a Bezin HaGodol. So how do you do that? For Yoid, and these questions, by the way, it's hard to see where B'chana answers these particular tainas. The Yoyed, the Chazon Ish says that sometimes the Gemara tells us that even though it's a Stam Mishnah, we don't pass like the Stam Mishnah. The Mishnah went with like a Shita Yechido, and there's a Chachom and a Braisa that goes against it, and we pass like the Chachom. Or we pass an Amol like a Braisa against the Mishnah. Chazon Ish said none of these things make any sense according to you, Rabbi Chanan. Because L'chayru, what happened at the time of the kibbutz of the so-called Bezin HaGodol, the kibbutz Kans Klachme Yisrael at the time of the Chesimus HaMishnah? Didn't they decide at that time that we're going to follow the Mishnah against the Brises? What then did they do? Was there a Sibetz Kans Chachma Yisrael to follow the Brises as well, the Seftas of Rechir of Oishia? How could you say that to the Chazon Ish? And what about if there'll be a Tesefta that's against the Mishnah? Was a Sibetz Kans Chachma Yisrael both ways? Of course not. You have to say, according to you, that Sibetz Chachma Yisrael was just on the Mishnayas. They were masking to all the Mishnayas. So how did the Gemara ever pass against the Stam Mishnah? Which, of course, we know that the Gemara does pass against the Stam Mishnah, and sometimes the Gemara will say that the Mishnah is a Shita Yechidah, etc. So why is the Shita Yechidah of the Chazon Ish? Well, it doesn't make any difference if it's a Shita Yechidah. according to you. So all these things are very shver. And as I mentioned, I didn't see that Rav Chanan should really respond to this point. Avol ho'emes bozeh, zot ha'chazinish. Avol ho'emes bozeh. Chazinish is choylik mikol v'kol in this musig, that the kol chach misol is like a bezin ha'godl, and he holds that is not at all, there's no toikif to that, and that's not what's going on there. Hagdama to the yad, as we'll see. And the real reason, ho'emes bozeh, zot ha'chazinish, the real reason why it's impossible for Amiroyim to be choylik on Tanoim, or for people after Amiroyim to be choylik on Amiroyim, zot the real reason is like this. Chazinish says, because every person, if you're coming to be choyluk on a gevissa chacham, you're mechuyev to be intellectually honest and recognize whether you're a baplukta of that chacham. Because if you're not a baplukta of that chacham, it's impossible to be choyluk on him, because his lev and his seichel are so broad and so deep and so they grasp with such a tremendous abilities that whatever you're going to say is automatically nichol on whatever he said and rejected by him. So if you're not a baplukta, then the midas or emes that's within the mensh is mechayev that it's impossible for you to be choyluk on him. How could you be choyluk if it's Bechlav Yadei is nothing, Klapi his day? And the Chazanish says, actually, that Nekuda is what underlies the fact that Peshas, that Kufas Amiroim, from then on and on, it's impossible to be Chaylok on the Tanoim, because they recognize there was Nismaitu Halavovois to the point that they were Bechlav Napali Plukta the Tanoim. And the same thing likewise at the Chazanish, that after the Kufas Amiroim, it was they recognized it was Nismaitu Halavovois, that the Seicha was the learning was more superficial, it wasn't teeth the way that it was once and all. And Mela, the Bechlav Napali Plukta of the Gemara. So even if you want to argue on the Gemara, your day is nothing. It's commandless a mamish klape the day of the Chachmei Talmud, and therefore you're not a bar plukt, and your day is nothing. And that's the reason why it's impossible to argue. Of them zot the Gemara l'moshul that Rav is a tanu polik. You know, Rav his abilities was such so mashunadik, he could even be like a tana and he could argue. But the Gemara could tell you, in other words, the Gemara tell you that the Chazanish that even though the Takkah of the Stam Mishnah a certain way, however the other day isn't a tanoim, and we feel Rav day is a tanoim the other way. He would pass like the other days, because the Chazanish holds that there wasn't an absolute koyach like a plak bezin hagodol that's stopping them from doing this thing. Just there was a recognition on their part, a recognition, a havona, that from Haintan and Vaiter it's impossible, according to the miut halavois, the limitations of our understanding today, klape leumas, the understanding of the free of the gadoyrois, it's impossible b'shum oifen for us to be choyluk on them. Zok the Chazanish that of them state and on the Gemara that with Shmuel saw b'sifish adam harishoin that Rebbe v'Reb Nosson soif Mishnah and Ravina v'Rav Ashi soif Oiro. So the Chazanish, it seems that it was a Kabbalah b'yodam that these are going to be the end of the Tkufos, and after that Tkufa, it's impossible for a person to have the Yecholus and Havona and learning to be able to be Yecholus, and that was before. The Lashon Kabbalah b'yodam v'Choyra is like I said before, because first of all, the Sifri Shalodom Harishon, it seems it was a Vegas dealt in advance by the Ebishtu B'Shah Shalodom Harishon. But more than that, like Shmuel, who lived many Doirois before Ravina v'Rav Ashi, apparently already saw that Ravina v'Rav Ashi are going to be soif hoira, and then when it came along after Kama Doiros and Ravina Vashi came along, people understood that's it, that's the soif hoira, and from then on it's impossible b'shum oifin for a person to be able to be choylik. Chazanish is moisif that in his opinion that's the pshat in the Kesef Mishnah that says they will makabal upon themselves at the end of the Tadoim, makabal upon themselves at the end of the Meroim, and all be choylik. So the Chazanish, he believes it was not stam a Kabbalah, but rather Kesef Mishnah meant it was a recognition of the emes, a recognition, a hakoras for emes, that from now on in it's not pathal b'shum oifin to be choylik, because we're nishkin bali plukta and we're not pathal, we don't, our learning is not at the level we should be able to be choylikim and that which came before us. The Bechana responds, and there's several nakudas of the Chazanish, and basically in a kitzen Nimrod, so Bechana writes like this. He says that it's true I was Makatzer Harbe and the Kuntres Devei Soifim, and I left out a very basic point, which is that Avad Devei Yosoidoi a maskim to the basic idea of the Chazanish, that of course the real reason why, Zokter, it's impossible for, or the main reason why, it's impossible for later Deiris to argue on earlier Deiris, is because they recognize in the Smite of Ovis, they're much smaller, and how could they argue? That's why, said the Bechana, the Mashal we find, even within the Deiris of Aroim Gufa, that the Gemara Nems on the Kalam the Koimoi said it's impossible for Amoir at the end of the Deiris Amiroim to argue on Amir at the beginning. The Moshul, the Gemara, will always name on that it's not possible Shum Oifim for Ravina Rav Ashi to argue on Ravina Rabbi Yochanan. And Amol, the Gemara answer for Akasha. How could you say like this? A Rabbi Yochanan, the great Rabbi Yochanan who came Kamadarius before you, held not like that. So the Gemara Avada that's true, Zot HaBachon, and he says Avada that's the Ikar reason today as well. We can't argue on the Gemara Afilu if we make a Sifa Gadoyla of Kol Chachmi Yisrael of today. Of course we can't argue because we're not Bali Plukta. Our Seichel is not their Seichel, and our Havona is not theirs, and we have
Neft and Emon, that whatever we could think of was Nichlal and whatever they said before and rejected, and they were Emon on the Emes. Those things are Poshet, Zot Avachonon. I didn't speak about them because they're Poshet. However, I hold Zot Avachonon, I hold of a certain Nekuda, which I hold the Kasa Mishnah was bothered by this Nekuda and well. And that is that everybody knows Zot Avachonon, that you could have a Yochid who comes after even Kamadiris, but he's so great that he could be a Baplukta of people who came before him, and he could be as great in Torah as those who came before him. For example, here's a couple of examples. The Vilna Goin is a well-known, that Reb Chaim Volozhin said about the Vilna Goin, that he was like the Rashba v'ulai k'Ramban. He was like the Rashba or like the Ramban. That means that the Vilna Goin was greater, Zot Avachonon, than people who came Kama v'kama Deris b'fonov. The same thing is true, he says, that the G'doylem were made b'shas Reb Chaim Goin, that Reb Chaim Goin, even though he was at the end of the Tkufas HaGoinim, from this vegan, he was the Godel of all the Goinim. He was, even though he came at the end of hundreds of years of Goinim, he was greater than all of them. So the Bechonon, that means you could have Yechidim that the rule doesn't apply to. The Gevaldig, a great Yechidim, and their learning is greater as Kama centuries before them. So Zok the Bechonon, what you really have to figure out over here is, why couldn't their Yochid, B'Shas Tamayroim, who maybe lived a couple of hundred years after the Chesimus of Mishnayos, why couldn't he argue on the Mishnayos? How about a great Godel at the time of the Goinim? Maybe Rav Haigoin. He was so great, perhaps he could argue on a Chochem of the Chachmei Talmud. Why couldn't he argue? Then he says, in my opinion, Zokta, that's the real kasha here, what you have to answer. And that was bothering the Kesef Mishnah, and why the Kesef Mishnah had to say this thing about the Kabbalah. So that what you read into the Kesef Mishnah, that it's not a real Kabbalah, they were oimed on the Emes, and Haskoma to the Emes, that the Emes is that we're not Cholkim. He says, I looked in the Kesef Mishnah, and Bishum Oifen, I don't see even a remes to that idea in the word of the Kesef Mishnah, that it wasn't really a Kabbalah, that they won't be Cholk on the Free Adika, but rather a Hakorah of the Emes. And the Kesef Mishnah asked the kasha that they should have been able to be Cholk, and he said, a teretz, that they were makabal upon them, so that they won't be choyluk. He's not saying what you're saying at all. And the reason why the Kesef Mishnah had to say that is not because the majority of the Yidden who came after those days, for the majority of them, it was poshet, they can't be choyluk. They're too small to be choyluk. But you have Yechidim. There could be Echod Me'elef, Zot Avachonon, one out of 1,000 Chachomim, people who are very great, and they're as great as people, their abilities are, they could be Bali Pluk, to people who lived a couple of centuries before them. That's where the Kasha is, and that's where I don't understand the Kesef Mishnah's teretz, where he says it's a Kabbalah. So what? They made a Kabbalah. So I'll be choyluk on the Kabbalah Gufa. And this is where my teretz comes in, Zot Avachonon, where I'm saying that there was an independent koyach of an asifas chachmi Yisrael, and I hold that that's what it says in the Rambam, and the Rambam is saying over there in the Zalman Tariyad, asifas chachmi Yisrael, that's like a bezna godl has a koyach to machriach. And like I said before, it's hard to know, again, according to this, some of the, had to answer some of the questions, that how could the Gemara ever paskin against the Stam Mishnah, how could Rabbi Atanu Polak, those things are shver, according to the Rebbe Chonon. But one last nekuda on this machloikis, and then we'll just go on. That is that the Chazon Ish responds to the Lashon of Rambam in the Yad, in the Hakdama to the Yad. What does Rambam mean when he says, Haskomas Chachmi Yisrael? According to me, the Chazon Ish, that I'm choyluk mikol v'kol on this idea of yours, that that's like a bezin agodl, and you have to keep it. So what is the real pshat in the Rambam? So he says, b'emes, immediately before that Lashon in the Rambam of Haskomas Chachmi Yisrael, the Rambam is speaking about the Gezeirois and the Takonois in Higu, and that they were Gozru, and there, thought the Chazon Ish, there the Rambam is correct for bringing out the idea of Roiv Chachmi Yisrael. Because we know that there were Gzeirois that were made by Shas Tkufas HaGoinim, there were Gzeirois that were made by the Chachomim later on, Chachomim Rishonim, they made Gzeirois, and you had to keep it if you belonged to that locality, to that Mokum where the Chachom was Gozer. The Gzeirois in the Gemara, Gans Klal Yisrael has to keep. What makes them something which is ubiquitous that Gans Klal has to keep? And then Mr. Rambam in context is talking about that. So the Chazon Ish is explaining, because those Gzeirois, they nemsach from Kol Chachmi Yisrael Arubon, and therefore the Mespashet and Kol Yisrael and Gans Klal have to keep them. But the Rambam says the Chazon Ish is not coming to talk about why we have to keep everything in the Gemara, all the dinim, all the hachrois, all the shikol adas in the Gemara. The Rambam instead is coming to discuss specifically where we have to keep all the gzeiris. I just wanted to comment on this thing about the Chazon Ish. First of all, we said over before the Lashon HaSmag, and the Smag and the Hakdama to the Smag says even stronger Lashon than the Rambam, that Rav Ashi was kibetz kol chachmi Yisrael, etc., etc. And there the Smag is not even talking about gzeiris at all, or about takonis. He's talking about the dinim that are in the Gemara. So it's that mashma like the Chazon Ish's dichoy. Besides that, even Lashon Rambam kipshutoy is mashma more than just gzeiris. Rambam is discussing, before that he discusses all the dvorim that are in the Gemara. The Lashon of the Rambam over there is that all of the dvorim that are in the Gemara is baskonas kol Yisrael, and the pashtus over there really is mashma like a bechonon. So this is the raid back and forth, a big vikuach, chazanish of bechonon, very yesoidistic, and it's very kedai if you have the chance to look them up and to see them inside.
Later on the Omer, the Gemara brings in at length a long discussion, a description of the story of the death of Rabbi Banachmeni. And the Gemara says that at that time, just at that time when he was being Nifter, so there was a machloikis in the Masifta Derekia, that's in the Masifta in Shemayim, with the Neshamois of the Chachomim, where they learned Torah. And the machloikis over there, they had a machloikis with the Eibishter, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The machloikis was about the Shaila in Hilchas Negoim, if the Beheres, the halacha is, if the Beheres, the Nega, comes before the Seir Lovon, then the Seir Lovon is Matame, it makes it into a Metzera Muchlot. If the Seir Lovon is before the Beheres, so then it does not have the ability to make it into a Metzera Muchlot. What if it's a Safek? So the Mesifta Derekia, the whole Mesifta Derekia held that Misafek, it's Tame. With the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter held that if it's a safek, then you can be mako and metire. So the Imri, they said, man noichach, who's going to machria between us, so to speak, who's going to make the determination? So noichach, Rabbi Banachmeni, that Rabbi Banachmeni is the one who could be machria, because Rabbi Banachmeni said about himself, ani yochid ben agoyim, ani yochid bo oholois, that I'm a yochid and agoyim, a yochid and oholois, and therefore, so it says over there, there's a whole description, the histalkos of Rabbi Banachmeni, and when it was yotz nishmasoi, at the time of Yitzhiyas Neshama, so he said, toher, toher, in other words, he answered the question, actually in favor of the Eibishter, against the Masifta Derekia, that the Sofik, which is before, so he said Torah, Torah, and the Baskel came out and said, Ashrecha Banachmeini, Shegufcha Torah, V'yotzen Hashmoscha V'tayra. That he's Torah, and he was Yotzen Hashmoscha V'tayra. That's a story, a tifa, and actually very difficult, I got the story. I'd like to say over a very important Yisoidistic Drosh HaRan, that the Drosh HaRan, what he says about it, and I'll discuss a little what a number of Gedoyle Oilom in the Achroin, and what they quote the Drosh HaRan, and they discuss it, and what they say about it. The Drosh HaRan, it's actually a couple of Drosh, but the main one is in the Rosh HaShvi, and he has a number of kashas on this Gemara, and primarily he has the obvious kasha that how could it possibly be that the Masifta Derekia is arguing against the Eibishter? The whole thing is a pilei ployim. What the Rebbeinu Shem is telling you one way and you decided you hold the other way, it doesn't even have any havon at all. So the Rosh HaRan, in order to answer this question, the Ran tells avek a basic yisoid, which he explains, it's worth seeing this inside as well. The Ran explains over there that in Torah, there's the emes klapi shmaya that the Eibishter knows, that the emitas or emes, the emes, the way that the seichel of Torah works, that only the Eibishter could be massing. And then zokti drash haran is the emes that the chachmei yisroel are able to be oimanam ba'amolam with their omolam with the tuadurch, and they work very hard do in the welt in which our seichel is very limited and the abilities are limited, and we do our best. And there's the emes of the seichel or the seichel ho'anushi, which is down here on the earth. So the Ran over there explains that the koyach of the hachro, the psak halacha in Torah, is not the emes is klapi, the way the Eibishter understands it in Shemayim, but rather the Torah was ibig given to us, and the psak halachas are pida koyach hanushi according to the seichel olam in this world. And he still soon brings down the Gemara earlier on Daf Nun Tes, which he had already in Bab Metzia, where the Gemara speaks of Rebbe Eliezer against the Chachamim. Rebbe Eliezer had the Baskel that paskin like him, but the Chachmi Yisrael held not like that. And Rishu was Amad al Raglov, and he said loy b'shemayim he. So of them zokti diran, you see the aside that there's an emes klapi shmaya, but that Torah the hachro the psak halacha is ibig given to the hachro of the Torah, the Torah that's down over here, in the Torah that's understood by the Seichel HaAnushi. But here is where the Ran says an interesting thing. The Ran says that even after the neshama of the Talmud Chacham is nostalgic from this world, it still doesn't automatically go in Gansen transformed in a second, like in a rega, to become a shamayim dik a seichel, and that his thinking is in Gansen suddenly totally transformed and different from what it was. Klapi in Olam Hazeh, there's no such a thing that the Ran. Again, it's a very gradual process, Zokter, and Zokter b'shas for a long time, for a Gansen kufa of tzeit of time after the neshama leaves this world, and the person is standing, they died, and the neshama leaves the world, Afa Pikain, the Neshama still has a Shaykhaz in Olam Hazeh. It's a gradual process which it gets weaned away from this world. He still sued, for example, just a marshal he gives, that we find by Rochel Imenu that she was buried, Aleim Hadech, she was buried on the road, Rochel Mavakal Banil, so that the Yidden, when the Yidden are going to pass by, so she cries, her Neshama and Shemaim, in other words, cries, which is a Gevaldige Koyach, it's a Tfilah to the Eibishter. Now the Ran still that sued to this in, is that Bemis the Shamans and Shemaim, at some level, they have no Shaykhaz in Olam Gashmir, no Shaykhaz in this world. Aber, that the Rochel Imenu spend time in this world, so even after she's nostalgic, she retains this shaychus for a tkuf of tzeit, and that's what's the reason why Yankov Avinu buries her over there on the derech, that she should have this shaychus mimvakal boneo. So he said the same with the Mesifta Derekia, choshtis neshamas from nostalgic from this world, afal pikein, their pulum that they have in Shemayim, the Mesifta Derekia, and the mokam and the shamas with the mafalpul and the oisik betayr, those pulum zokter are based upon the gear that they had in this world, and their melus that they tura durch,
the sechlistic understanding that they came to, that they were able to reach b'shas when they were in this world. So even though it's more derhoiben, it's more uplifted, it's a more somewhat a higher level of learning, but afal pikein, it's with them zelbige basic musogim and the same koyach of sechel anusha that they had in this world, and which now they're mistalik and now they're to mefalpel and shemaim, but there's the same type of a grasp. And what the Gemara is saying is avada, if the Eibishter says that there's a suffix, so we have to say toher, and the suffix of the beheris was further to say lovin was further to say toher. It's okay, the first statement, you can't be choluk on the Eibishter. So the emes lamito, klape the Eibishter's havona, is that be suffix imetayer. But they would call Masif to the Rakia was saying that that's not the havona that's nitten to the seichel anushi, that's not the havona that any of us had when they were down here in this world, and not the havona we have now in Shemayim and Sif the Rakia either. And in Meila, klape achroas hator, so it shouldn't go like the Eibishter's havona, it should go like the havona of the seventh of the Rakia. So imri man noichach, noichach bar Rabbi Banachmeini, the Rabbi said, ani yochid ben goyim, ani yochid bo oloi. So Rabbi Banachmeini, he's down here in this world, and he was the gewaldix, the chochom, he had the tremendous understanding, the biggest ability of the koyach anushi to understand the goyim was given over to Rabbi Banachmeini. So Meila, he's going to have that to machria. And not that he's not going to tell the Eibishter that the Eibishter is wrong, chas v'shalom, but he's going to say that the koyach of psak halacha, which is ibigiyab to the seich ha'odom, is machriach, that you have to say tome in the makam of a suffix. And in Meila, that was the demand that the Bezen Shalom, the Masif to Rekia wanted, and that was what they mourned, so to speak. Rabbi Nachmeini, who's Yotzen and Shmosoi, and the Chassis, he has a time, he said Toyer Toyer, and he was masking to the Bezen Shalom. This is the basic, very Yosoidistic raid of the Drosh of Haran. This Ran, the Yosoid of the Ran, the raid of the Ran, is brought down in the writings of Kama Gedoyle Oilam of the Achroinim, who mafapal and discuss this Ran. I want to say over a little bit about it. The Ktsois Achoishin, the Hakdomah to the Ktsois, is Bemis largely Miyusid on this Yosoid of the Ran. He discusses another Ran in Joshir Aleph, like we'll see, that the Ktsois Shtelsu, a Medrish Rabbah, that the Medrish says that the Bishas, when the Eibishter came to create the world, so Chesed Omar Yivra, the Chesed, the Koyach of Chesed, said that the person should be created, Shugoyim Chasodim, because the person is about Chesed. He does kindness. The Emes Omar Al Yivra. Emes said, let the person not be created. Shekulo Shkorim, the person lives down here in this world and he's all Sheker. So Ma also Kodesh Baruch Hu, what did the Eibishter do? Notal Emes Veshlichoy Laoretz. They bring the pasuk in Daniel that the Eibishter took the koyach of emes and threw it down to the world. Not al emes v'shlichoy la'oretz. Amu malachei hashoros nekod boruch the malachim said to Hashem, the bon shalom, you're being mevanza the tachshit shalucha. The emes is your tachshit, so to speak, your ornament, and you're mevanza, you throw emes down to the oretz. Tale emes min ha'oretz, lift emes back up from the oretz. Hado d'chsiv, zokti medrish, emes me'eretz titzmach. The emes rises, it sprouts back up from the earth. Zochtik tzois, that this very, very sosnik and medish is alluding to the yosoidos that are over here in the Ran. That the tzois says, that what is the pshat in this medish? That the pshat is that be'emes, there's an emes to emes that's klapi shamaya. There's an emes that only the Bnei Shem was able to understand. There's an emes that's understood in shamayim, which people are down here on this planet can never be able to come to. But the emes doesn't want the emes. The emes are not al eretz v'eshlicha la'oretz. What the medish means, zochtik tzois, is that the emes took the emes and he threw it down to this earth, or whatever, to whatever brekalach emes we can have in this earth. That's the emes of Torah that the emes, the Eibishter wants that it should come out of this world. And then he took the emes and threw it down. So the malachim said the tale emes min ha'ores. The Eibishter was masking, and the Eibishter said on that emes me eretz tismach. Zok the tzois, because the real emes is not the emes that it could be degreich by some malach ashori, some shemayim who has incredible grasp. It's not it's not, so to speak, the emes of the Rebbein Shons, emes la'amitoy of Torah, but rather it's emes that we're able to ramen on durch our hasoga, and emela is hoktik tzois. That's what we have to work on. We have to be omel and miyageya as much as we possibly can to be ramen on the emes that we're shaykh to, and that's the emes of Torah that was given to us. The Yifei Toyar, the Bavustim Mefarish on the Medrash Rabbah, uses this same Yisoid of the Rosh of the Ram, which he brings down to explain the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Peches, the Bavustim Gemara, that when it came that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim to Mekabel the Torah, so the Malachim didn't want Moshe to take down the Torah, and they tainid Mo'enishki Siskirenu. Of them, the whole story is Kamat, not even Muvon. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is going to take the Torah down. He's going to take down the Torah the way that the Malachim have it. He's going to take down the Torah the way that the Ramban brings in the Hakdamah to Chumash, the Eish Shchura, Gabi Eish Levona, the way the original Torah is up in Shemayim. So that Torah, B'chlal has a mensch have any shaykhs to at all. That only Malachim have a shaykh, that the Shemayim, the Kekoychus have a shaykhs to. The mensch has a koyach to whatever breklach of Havona of Torah were able to be able to in this world. So what was the Taina B'chlal? And what did the Gemara use a lashon? The Gemara tells the Pasuk and Tilon.
problem over there. Aliso lamoroim shoviso shevi. Moshe took the Torah, so to speak, into captivity. What captivity, Zokti? The Ran Bemis, even after Moshe came and went, the Malachim still have the soidois and the gewaldige high, the hoibin, the machshavis of Torah. It's the Malachim only, a Malachim Ashayach to, and not the person. Zokt of them, the Yefei Toyer, that the Pshat in Yeni Gemara is, that is based upon this Ran, that Moshe Rabbeinu is taking down, so to speak, the bailos on Torah is going to be given to Bnei Adam. And from now on, the Psak Halacha, the final Maskanas HaTorah, is Nisuna Davka to the Seichel HaOlam. It's not Nisuna to the Seichel HaMalachim. Chosh that their Havona is much greater, and they can be able to all kinds of things that we don't understand, much greater than us. And Afal Pi Kain, the Maskanas HaHalacha is Davka Klapi the Mensch, is Davka Boit on the Seichel of the Mensch, and Naka Boit on the Seichel HaMalachim. The Malachim were horrified by this thing. They were tiny. How could such a thing possibly be? And then the Ebiter responded, and he told to the Gemara by us, the Yefei Toyer, responded the same way you have Loy Imrima Noichach. The author of the Nesivos in his Perish on Gemara, Emes LeYankiv, at the end of the first parak of Brochus, brings down on this the Gemara Masecht Kedushin. The Gemara asks a pasuk, a question on the pasuk in Tillum, Ki im b'sayras Hashem chevtzoy u'b'sayroso yeg a yom of alaylu. So the Gemara says, at the beginning it says Toiras Hashem, but Toiras Hashem chevtzoy, the Toiras the Ebishtis. And Shpeter state of a Toirosoy yeg a yom of alaylu, the person himself, so to speak, owns the Toir, he has a bailos on the Toir. So the Gemara says, at the beginning it's Toiras Hashem, u'b'soyv, after the person steigs and he learns, it becomes Torah Soy. Nesivos understands that it means, and he stole Sudaran. He brings this Rosh Laran. He says the Pshat in the Gemara is that the mensch gets mamash a bailos over the Torah in a certain literal way. The Gemara doesn't just mean it's in some kind of metaphorical manner, but rather it's epis like a bailos over the Torah. Zokter that durch the yegi and the omel of the mensch, the person gets coin of the Torah, and the male of the Torah is noson over into his own seichel, and he has the achoylus that his achroys, which are his yegi and are his seichel, that they become Torah. And the Nesivos says that he holds, in his opinion, that the Birchas HaTorah that we say in the morning reflects this idea. And he goes to Narichos, but the Iker Nekuda that he brings out is that in the morning we say, Ashebocha bonami kol ha'am v'noson lonu es terosai, the Ebishter geklibin, that he picked us, he chose us from all the nations, v'noson lonu es terosai. So the Nesivos has a kasha, it's a very big kasha really. Why is the Bocha bonami kol ha'am v'noson lonu es terosai, when l'chayre we know that Chazal tell us that the Ebishter went to all the of Loshain before he went to the Yidden, and he offered them all the Torah, and they all rejected the Torah, like it says in Givisa Midrashim. So it's Mamash Astira. How do you mean of this? I mean, here it says in the Midrashim that they wish to offer it all to all the Omois. And here in the Pasuk we say in the morning, where did he choose us? Fakarit, we're the only ones who didn't turn it down. So of course it went to us. It's a very big kasha that the Meforshim asked. Now, Sivis goes a bit of an arichus, but Sivis says of Pidarkoi that he holds that the inyonim of the three brochos, the Birchat HaTorah that we say in the morning, are all there to madgish, the chotch that we have to learn Torah, and be'emes to Umois have to learn Torah in a gewissa way, poshet, in order to understand their own Zayin mitzvahs ben Enoch that was given to them. So the Goyim do have a chelek, a pesin Torah zokte, in a certain way, because they have to learn gewissa halachos to understand the dinim of the Shemitz ben Enoch. So even Anthony turned down the Torah. It wasn't they turned down Hastis, they don't have the Torah b'shleimus, but epis they're going to have, because how are they supposed to know what Kilei Arayis is, and what Shvichas Dom is, and Avodah Zarah, v'chol v'chol. So mainly the Goyim, even after they turned it down, do have epis a chelek and Torah. And the three brochos that the Chazal, the Sadr, and the Berachas HaShachar in the morning, the Nesivos says, in his opinion, is to madgish what was special and what Klal Yisrael got. So the first one is, of course, Shoson B'Soyser Tzivonu is there, that only Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Goy has to learn the Torah of his mitzvahs, of his dinim, but that's a Hechsher B'Yalma, so he should know what to do, but there's no mitzvah in the limit of Torah itself. The Amish do has a mitzvah, that he gave us a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and that's something only the Yid has. That's the first one. The second one, Zokter, is Malame, the Torah La'am Yisrael, so that the Nesivos gets into an Indian that by Klal Yisrael, there's a Muslim Indian that the Baruch Shem is Malamed us the Torah. He teaches us the Torah. By Goyim, the Goyim don't have any Siyas such the Yat Deshmaya. And maybe the Yidzok there, he's Zoycha to us, Besuga Muslim Dik, Siyat Deshmaya when he learns. He's Zoycha to a Pnimius Dik Atam, the Havana of the deeper Taime HaTorah, the Soydois, the Yid can be Zoycha to, none of which the Goyim can be Yamid on. And that's a second Brocha that the Yid have special, Malamed Torah Lame Yisrael. And the last Brocha Zok there, Ashebocha Mikbonamikolam, Vinosan Lonu Es Torah Soy, the Abish Tukikos Unkik.
Klibin, he chose us that we're the only ones he was noisein the Torah to. Of them, Zokta Nesivis, that that's the aside of this Ran, what the Ran says in the Roshois, that the Torah is not just that we learn it, but the Torah is actually noisein to us. It's Ibbegegeben, given over to into our hands. To the point that the Torah becomes Torah Dileah, becomes Unzere Torah, and what we're Oymed on, Api Unzere Seichel, our Chadushay Torah, they become a Chaluk of Torah, Mamash a Chaluk of Torah Alain, and those things are only given to Klal Yisrael, the noisein lono es Torosei, Bochum and Ukolam, and noisein lono es Torosei. It's not given to the Umois. That says the Umois do have that. That's the entity's kasha. The Umois do have epis a chelik and Torah because they have to have zayim mitzvahs, but they don't have a chelik and the Torah alone. And there was no nesinas a Torah. It was never even the what shayach to the zayim mitzvahs was never gegeben into their shlita, gegeben into their hands. Their havana does not become a chelik and Torah, and that nesinas a Torah, noisin a Torah, and that was only given to Klal Yisrael alone. One last nekuda on this Gemara, the big kasha of the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah asks the kasha in the Rambam Hilchos Tumas Taras Perik Beis. The Rambam talks about the halacha lemaisa. What's the din if you have a safek, if the seir lovin was before the beheres, after the beheres? And the Rambam paskins tomei, which is a bit like a Mishnah Masechta Neguim, that if you mesupik after, you have to be tamei. The Kesef Mishnah asks that the maisa Rambam is paskins not only against the Eibishter, but you're also paskins against Rabbi Nachmeni. So I mean, it's one thing you go against the Eibishter, so that maybe readily answered according to the aside that we've said till now. You have to follow the Seichel Anushi and the Hachro of the Chachmi Yisrael, and the Maisa the Mishnah says that it's Tomei Bezeder. But what about the Hachro of Rabbi Nachmeni? The Gemara Imri Ma Noichem Noichem Rabbi Nachmeni. So it seems that Rabbi was Machriya Toyer, right? That's what Gemara says. B'shas Nishmosi he said Toyer. So how does the Rambam go against that? So because the Mishnah writes over there that Kivon that it was B'shas Nishias Nishama. So whatever Rabbi Nachmeni said at that time was already Nichal Lo B'Shamayim. Does he said it? He had a din of a Meis Vaystoys, exactly whatever the Hezber is that it was. Maybe it wasn't said Kipshutoy. The Mishnah says that Havona that he had at that time was already a Loiba Shemayim Dikah Havona. It was a Shemayim Dikah. He was no longer belonged to the Oretz. And in Meila, it didn't have any Koyach to Machriach, the Psak Halacha, and Meila, therefore the Rambam Paskins like the Mishnah in the Goyim. If you want to make this Kesem Mishnah stem with the Ran that we spoke of, it's a little bit of a trick, because according to the Ran, the whole Indian of making Manachmeni B'Machriach was because he has the Seichel Anushi, and he has the Yegiyah of Ben Odom that's Omalon, and that's why, so to speak, Yochel, he can machri even klapi kenega the Eibishter. If that's the case, I mean, what are you saying that we're not going to go with Rabbi because Leib Shemayim? You have to say kipshutoy that the pshat is like the Ran himself says that the end of seichel anushi is something which doesn't end even after misa. Once the person works and he arbeits and he steigs with his yichole with his koyach with his sichlius tikka koyach on this world, so he continues to steig even after he leaves this world, and that's the Indian the Ran said of the sifter akia who already mesim, they already neshamos of tzadikim, and they're arguing on the Eibishter. So Rabbi Nachmeni was machriya with the koyach of Seichel Anushi, but evidently according to the Gesem Mishnah, it was after his Ptira. It wasn't mamish what he was saying. It was psak halacha when he was chai, and the meila the din la halacha lemaisa according to the Gesem Mishnah, according to the Rambam, did not follow him. On Amud Beis, the Gemara says that Avram Avinu be'emes shechted three bokors, the Gemara dashes from the Pasuk, and the reason he shechted three bokors was because of the three urchim that had come, were apparently arvim, they looked like arvim, and he wanted to feed them shaloish l'shoinois b'chardl. He wanted to feed them three tongues in mustard, which was a very special way to prepare it in those days, and he wanted to give them shaloish l'shoinois, so therefore he shechted the three bokors. The Shalah HaKadosh is a little bit meirich on this, and the Shalah writes in the Shar HaOisius that any person that has an oni al shulchonoi, that's a supports a poor person in any way, Zokter, has to recognize that the richtige way to give to the poor is dafka, to give them the very best. Sheyitn lo oni hatoyish b'shulchan, whatever the best thing on the table, more than you yourself are going to get. And he's mayrich a little bit to explain that Avram Avinu, Zokter, Avram Avinu, he says it's not mistava that Avram wasn't eating together with these, because you have a ganze kvutza of people come and you're not even eating with them. It's a little bit of a bizoyon, you know, I'm too big to eat with you. As avada mistava is, Zokter, Avram was eating with them, and besides he had just shechted three whole bokors, so vashteitzach there's a whole probably a whole big suda, and the malachim, the Arvim, the guests, so they appear to be guests, each one got the entire lush, and the whole tongue, which is pretty big, of a cow, each one got the whole tongue, and it seems that Sholosh Hashan is Bechadl, each one got an entire tongue, and Avram Avinu, and the B'nai Mishpachta of Avram didn't even get tongue, they got something else, which wasn't as good. Avram Avinu, Zokta, gave the Orchim, the Geklibin, the very, very best, the best of the best, and that, Zokta, we are all B'nai Avram Avinu, Tamidu Shal Avram Avinu, Zokta, we have to learn from Avram, and the same is that when we give to the poor, when we give, you have to give the best of the best. And there's a Chazal Zog, and he says that today there's no korbonos. So the shulchonos shalom, and what you give to people, you give to the oni at the shulchon, that's connected korbonos. So by a korban, there's a din of kolchel of Lashem to give the fetzter, the best of the best. And that's the way it is that we have to see the giving to the poor. The emes is that this yesoid is really based on a Rambam. He doesn't bring it down. The Rambam in the Yad at the end of in Isurim is Beach, Zayin Yad Aleph, the Rambam says over there that he goes off into a little bit of a tangent over there, and the Rambam says that Chazal rechened ois the different types of shemens, the qualities of shemen, even though they're all kosher l'manochos, Chazal still enumerated which are the best and which are the better ones. Zok there, she'aroitza lezakois atzmoy, yokuf yitzoy hara, v'yarchiv yodeh v'yorbi kavonim in hayofav and havashubach. A person who wants to become to be really zoicha is koifa the yitzoy hara, zok the Rambam, and he brings it coming from the very best to the best. So the Yetzer Hara tells us, Avada will give. But we should keep something for ourselves. We'll keep the best part for ourselves and give others. A person has to be koyfe Yetzer Hara, zok the Rambam, and give the best. That's what Chazal told us, which is the best shemen, because you're supposed to give Yovi Korbonoi, Menem Shubach be Yoise, zok the. Like it says in the Torah, Vehevel Hevi Gamhu, Med Mechoyrois Tsoinoi, Umechalvehen, Vayisha Hashem El Hevel Mechosoi, Hevel pick the best of the best to give to the Ebishter, Vayisha Hashem El Hevel Mechosoi. And the same zok the Rambam, Vahu Adin Bechol Dovor, Shul Hashem Akela Toy. Anything you do for the Eibishter, sheyemen anoeva hatoyve should be from the best of the best. Bona based tefillah zokte, your normi based yeshivosi should be better than your own house. Herchil roev, you're feeding to the poor. Yachel man hatoyve hamosa, give him the best. Shebeshulchanoi, kisa oroim, you're giving some clothing to the poor who person doesn't have. Yachasem and hayofesh shebeksusoi, hikdish dovo yaktish man hayofesh and hachosav v'cheinu oimer kol chelu l'Hashem. And often the Rambam, it's brought down bemis in the biography of Reb Shalom Shadron. It says over there that he once returned just to come from back from America, and he needed shirts. So he had just bought some fancy American shirts, good quality shirts, and they were in his luggage, and he had just come back home. And some oni came to the door. A nitzruch, a person didn't have anything. So Reb Shalom, his daughter was looking on from the other room, and she noticed that she saw Reb Chanan open up the suitcase. He took out the American shirt that he had just bought, which was better, much better than any shirt that he had, and he gave it straight, showed it to the oni, look at quality, and he showed him, look, it's a very fine American shirt. And he gave it to the oni, and the oni walked out the door. So after the oni left, the daughter said to Rabbi Chana, said to Rabbi Shalom, how could you do such a thing? You needed a shirt and you just bought it. Mamash, you didn't have shirts. You had to buy and you just bought the shirt for yourself. How could you just give it away on the spot? So Rabbi Shalom didn't say anything. He went over to the shelf and he pulled out a Rambam and he read to her the whole Lashon of Rambam. Kisa oroim, Dr. Rambam says, Yechasem in hayofesh b'ksuso, you should give him the best of the yofesh b'ksuso, the best comments that you have. No, a beferish Rambam. I'm just saying this over because for us it sounds like a beautiful mashal, a beautiful Musa Shmuz or something. El Amaisa, Rabbi Shalom Shalom, was like a Rambam like any other. Mamish Mekayamid, Kapshuto, and Mekayamid the Rambam. Toises brings down over here that the Malach HaShoris, the Gemara says he didn't really eat. They were Nirim Ka'uchlim V'Shoisim. So they look like, but Malach doesn't eat, they look like they were eating and drinking. Toises brings down the Seder of Rabba, the son of Elio, it says they weren't just Nirim Ka'uchlim V'Shoisim, Elo Oichlim v'shoisim mamosh mepnei kvoidu shel Avrohom. That was the cover of Avrohom, they were mamish oichlim v'shoisim mamish. They literally ate and drank. El plinga the hocha zoktoisis. That's machlokes. The Gemara holds they didn't really eat and drink. The Medrash holds that be'emes ate. There's a Medrash tilim and the Medrash shoicher toivan tilim that's mavur behedya that they did eat. And it said over there, it says in the Medrash over there when the Moshe Rabbeinu went up after the luchos were broken, he went up a second time to get the luchos shniois. To the malachim a katreig and the malachim said, what are you giving? They said to the ebishter v'aloi esmal overu aleha. Was just over on the Torah. How did he give him a second time to the Torah? So the Eibishter said to them, how could you mekatreg bein uvein Yisroel? You're trying to make a divisiveness between me and Klal Yisroel. V'aloi atem kishayarad to make to Avrom achal to bosa b'cholov. How do you have a taina? You went to Avrom Avinu, you ate bosa b'cholov. Shenem v'yika chem b'cholov ben a boker asher osa. V'tinik shalahem, you balochem went down and you ate bosa b'cholov Avrom. And even a small child amongst the Klal Yisroel, tinik shalahem, but comes from the base rabbi, comes back home from school, and the mother gives him pas and basar ugvina, and the kid says, Rabbi, my Rebbe taught me today I can't eat the basar together with the gvina, the meat with the cheese. So how could you possibly try to withhold the Torah from Klal Yisrael when you yourself ate basar b'chol? So I'm saying the Shecher Torah, it's mavur, but Hedya that the Malachim actually did eat Pasa B'cholov, and they ate. So apparently it's Mavua that they ate, which should be like the Das HaMedish, which is really against the Das of the Gemara. The Malvim in Chumash in Parshas Vayera brings in a different Zach, B'Shem Chazal. It doesn't seem that we have this Chazal that the Malvim quotes. Now, the Malvim brings a Chazal that Chazal say that Ben Abokar Asher also that Avraham Avinu made it with Sefer Yetzira, that he made this cow with the Sefer Yetzira. And the Rambam explains that's Ben Abokar Asher also. I mean, what also, and if you read it, Mamash literally means he actually created the cow. So even there was this a way with Kapi Kabbalah, Tirufi Yosef, Sefer Yetzira, you could create a cow. And Avraham Avinu did that. So the Malvim, why? Why wouldn't he just take a cow? Why did he have to create one? So the answer is that the Malbim, because Chazal were bothered that had a Malachim eat Basa B'chol, and had a Mahadat Avram served them Basa B'chol, it seems the Malbim understood that, this Chazal, that he knew that they were Malachim. That's what it looks like. It's a little bit schwer, because he says, the Shaila was, had a Chazal served, Avram served them Basa B'chol. So the answer is, Zok the Malbim, that it was created by Sefi Yetzira, it didn't have a Din Basa. Since it didn't have a Din Basa, Mela did not have a Malachim or Basa B'chol. So the Malbim is bringing down this thing from a Chazal. He doesn't say where the Chazal is. According to that Chazal, obviously, also we're going to be learning that they ate Kipshutoi, but we don't seem to have this Chazal. However, it appears that although we don't have it, there was a Mesoira among a number of Gedolei Achronim that they actually did have this Chazal. And there are Achronim who bring this Chazal. The Malbim is not the first. He's actually following a line of Achronim that bring it. I grad saw Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, the Chazuk Chashuk Echemed, the Sanhedrin Samachay, brings down the Sefer Chesel Avrom, brings this already. The Chesel Avrom was a Zayd of the Chidor, an important Sefer that's written up in Kabbalah, and he already brings the same thing from Chazal that Avraham Avinu made it. Ben Abokar Asher also made it. Also, Sefer Yetzira. So there was a Mesoira apparently among the Achronim that the Chazal exists, although we don't have it. And according to this Mesoira, you would also again have to say that the Malachim actually ate. Not like the nearing Kolchum V'Shoisim that it's brought down the Das of Al Gemara.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.